On this episode of Out on Campus, I, Griffin Overbay,
Jasmine Rodriguez,
Emma Chmielewski,
talk about how choosing between Parkland and U of I affects the lives of the LGBT community and furthering their education. We found this to be a very important topic because every person we interviewed said that their experience with education was affected in some way by their identity as a member of the LGBTQ community. We also wanted people to be aware of the resources that they had on their respective campus.
I interviewed 4 people at U of I who were all part of the LGBTQ community, and they all said that they had a positive experience with their professors. A few students at U of I said that their LGBTQ resource center could be improved upon. We also gathered data from 4 students at Parkland. Students at Parkland said that their pride group is growing each year. They're also planning on doing a drag show. We also had a few students at Parkland say that they did not have great experiences with their professors. One student said that a professor said insensitive stuff about there only being 2 genders, which we found was important information.
This year, Parkland Pride has had their best turnout with 11 people. We had one student say that he felt that the group hadn't reached out as much as they could, which could improve their numbers. Studies have shown that students are more likely to be successful if they have a faculty member that they can trust and approach with issues or concerns. When students hold one or more marginalized social identity, they're at risk for negative experiences and outcomes from microaggressions. Faculty that make connections with students help to make the effects of the negative experiences less extreme and can help them feel that they are a normal part of society. U of I Resource Center works with faculty to create programs to celebrate the LGBT community, as well as organize events around the LGBT community. The University of Illinois also offers a confidential forum that allows students, faculty, and staff to discuss issues on campus. 100% of interviewed U of I students reported having good experiences with their faculty. One student that was interviewed, identified as gay, said that there were professors who identified the same way, and he felt more open and more secure. After interviewing Parkland students, some had good experiences and some had bad. Some stated that they had negative experiences with teachers while attending Parkland because they said insensitive things about there being only 2 genders when there was a trans student in the class, while others said that they had no negative experiences while attending Parkland.
For our next segment, we wanted to discuss an important question that frequently popped up as we were doing interviews.
The question we're going to discuss is, are your professors accepting of your sexual orientation, and do they use correct pronouns, and so on? We felt that this question was one of the most important questions since we spend most of our days with our professors.
Yeah, I feel like the effect of having a professor like makes you feeling accepted really matters, because if they don't, then you instantly feel like you don't have a place to talk in class, you feel like your opinion doesn't matter as much to them, and then you just feel like the entire point of being there doesn't really matter if like you're not considered a person in their eyes.
I think having professors that also either identify on the spectrum or allow their students to be out about it is one of the most beneficial things you can have on a college campus.
My psych professor actually came up to me after one of my classes and said that he was like bi, because he said that he was really happy someone else like could talk about like things relating to psychology, because I'm part of the LGBT, so it was a lot easier for him to like have a different opinion that people could listen to.
And since most of the issues, a lot of the issues we talk about in class surround being gay, it's important to just like realize how connected it is to almost everything in our daily lives.
The person that I interviewed for Parkland, they said that they got a sheet at the beginning of class on their first day that asked about their pronouns and stuff, but they didn't even think that the teacher looked at them because never used the correct pronouns that they wanted.
I just think in a place of education, like, respect should be the first thing, like, foremost. Like, if people who are part of the administration, like, don't respect students, and students are never going to respect them. So it just needs to be built upon, like, a mutual respect, and then people will all get along in class.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's harder with smaller campuses like Parkland, but there's also so many things that we can do to improve our community in smaller spaces. People that go to U of I don't realize, like, that they are privileged in having, like, a larger spectrum of people who identify like them. So I believe we can do more things at Parkland to combat that.
But I feel like at Parkland, we should almost have more of a connection, because
yeah,
it
exactly.
is a smaller college, that there should be more mm-hmm. of a connection between the professors and the students. So those pronouns and, like, everything else should be used, whereas the U of I, your mm-hmm. professor might not even know your name. And so
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's just, like, expected that because it's a smaller campus and, like, we as students should just, like, be, like, complicit with, like, smaller minds, like, mm-hmm. like, being, like, around. So it, I think it comes back to that of, like, because we're not used to people, like, teachers. Like, it never happened mm-hmm. in high school where a teacher mm-hmm. would try to make you, like, feel that way. So, at least where I'm from. So it's, like, you should just have to deal with it. Like, that's what goes through your mind of, like, well, this is just life, so I should mm-hmm. just deal with it.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're just, like, submitting to, like, any type of discrimination in a classroom. It's a place of learning. So.
Overall, we found that people who went to U of I had a better experience, but Parkland continues to make strides to make everyone feel equal while being out on campus.